Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Such has been the case for decades in my time. Centuries! Who knows since the last clock was destroyed? But in your time, autumn lasts but a season. A season of doom. Oh, spoiler! Spoiler alert, your doom happens in the autumn. Oh, my knee! In your future, airline travel will become inconvenient. It will become inconvenient. Get your heads around that for a second. Just sit down and think about that. That in deep into the future, deep, far into the future, traveling on an airplane will not be an ideal circumstance for you. Just get your heads around it for a second and just try and conceive of that fact. That airline travel, easily the most enjoyable, relaxing thing, will not be so in the future!
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking from the cockpit up here. This is your captain, John Anderson. And I'm up here with my co-pilot, Bob Woods.
Hey, buddy, I'm Bob Woods. I know I'm not supposed to say anything behind.
Bob is trying to get some mic time. We're up here cruising at an altitude of 33,000 feet en route to San Diego. Just making sure everyone's comfortable and for the ride, or we'll find our ETA in about 4 hours and 34 minutes.
Go, San Diego Chargers. You're a great football team. I'm not supposed to say anything.
He's partial to the Chargers. I'm partial to the virus. San Diego. Just if you need anything, let your flight attendants know. We're up here taking care of things up here. Have a great flight.
Well, that was nice of them to come over the speaker like that.
Yeah, they do it to, you know, set your minds at ease on these transcontinental flights.
But does anyone ever hear, like, the pilot's name and go, oh, he's good?
Well, when you've flown as much as I have, you get to know these guys.
Oh, so you know these guys?
No, I've already forgotten their names. But they sound very good.
It's important that a pilot sounds like he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, well, especially on these long hauls.
Right? Know. Like all the way from London, England to San Diego?
I know, yeah. These things, ever since the continents reformed together into Pangaea, it just feels like flights have just gotten harder.
I think it would have been harder to go all the way around the Universal Ocean than it is to cross Pangaea.
It's the lesser of two evils, for sure.
Gentlemen, sorry to interrupt your conversation, but I'm coming through with the cart here. Is there anyone, would you like anything to drink or a snack on board? Pay on board is with credit card only, no cash, I'm sorry to say.
That's fine. Did you take Bitcoin?
Of course, Bitcoin is actually our preferred currency.
Okay, yeah. And do you have any semi-fossilized moose diarrhea?
Let me just check down below.
Fermented, if possible.
Fermented. Glenn, do you have any semi-fossilized moose poo down there?
I got one left.
Oh, we've got one left.
Yeah, I'll take it. Thank you very much. On ice, please.
On ice. Yeah. Glenn, can you pass that up to me, please?
Absolutely.
That's ours.
Thank you, Glenn.
Glenn's arms are really long.
Well, he's been genetically modified so that he can work these long form planes so that he doesn't have to move from his station at the back. He
That's
can just reach forward.
Yeah, yeah. I hope I'm not covering that in my service fees.
It's all rolled into the price.
Got it. Can I get a tomato juice?
Yes, just let me decant this semi-fossilized moose poo first.
Okay.
On ice, you said.
Yeah. Please, yes. Look at that ice just completely disappear.
There you go. And you wanted the
tomato juice.
Would you? Clamato only, sorry.
That's fine.
Is that fine?
Yeah, that's
all
fine.
Right. Can? Whole can?
Yeah, whole can. I'll just take
would you like the glass?
No, thanks.
Okay. You need anything else? The button is just above your head. Just push that to summon me, and I'll be here in a flash. I'm actually going to sort of combust a little bit and show up with a bright glare of light.
Oh, that's
fine. And a slight stench of sulfur.
Mm. We'll try not to do that when everybody's sleeping.
Okay. Yeah, exactly, because we're going to lower the blinds and turn the lights down because we're crossing the worldwide ocean. Okay.
Oh, I thought we were crossing Pangaea.
Well, we're actually taking an alternate route. The captain, whose name I've absolutely forgotten.
Anderson, isn't it Anderson?
Anderson, I'm not sure exactly.
Oh, he's good.
They don't let us meet them. They let us peer through the porthole into the cockpit, and they wave at us, but the fisheye of that lens distorts their faces, so I wouldn't be able to.
Do you ever get to see them come in or leave?
Never.
Really?
Never. They're just in the cockpit when we get on board. It's very strange.
That's weird.
Anywho, we're going to lower the lights and bring the blinds down. If you guys need anything
yeah,
else,
so
just push the button
above. What's your name again?
It's Glenda.
Thank you, Glenda.
And Glenn's down at the other end.
Oh, that's right.
Glenn and Glenda.
Great.
Oh, and if you need any reading material or anything like that, I don't have any.
Okay. Thanks, Glenda.
Okay, all right.
You know, that's odd about the pilots. Like, here I was making jokes about needing to know their names, but now we don't even know if they're actually our pilots.
You know, I'm on a bit of a schedule, and I have a connecting flight in San Diego. I'm a little worried about this detour across the worldwide ocean. I mean, are we really just going to do, what, like a 90-degree turn and cross the ocean to get to San Diego?
We don't know what it looks like. We don't know what direction we've been headed this whole time. We've just assumed we were crossing Pangaea.
The continent's one giant round landmass. We have no idea. There's no landmarks anymore.
No, we're up in the clouds. How do we know what's underneath us?
Probably dust and ruins.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking up here in the cockpit with my co-pilot.
Hey, how's it going, guys? San Diego Chargers rule.
Love that mic time. I just wanted to let everybody know here that we've made an emergency detour across the worldwide ocean. Sorry I didn't let you know about that. Give you a heads up beforehand. Turns out, though, we didn't bring enough fuel on board, so we're going to have to ditch this in an uncharted part of the worldwide ocean. Just everybody just make sure your seatbelts are fastened. We'll get back to you in a couple minutes without the status report.
Go, Chargers, go.
All right, take it easy.
So, the plane's being ditched?
Yeah, I'm trying to make sense of that. That wasn't really clarifying. That wasn't clear.
Kevin, should I go up and talk? I'm kind of a pushy guy. Should I go up and talk to the pilot?
Let's press the button first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez, that's bright.
Wow.
Sorry,
thanks,
guys.
Yeah.
I know. It was that sulfur I mentioned. Can I help you? Is it?
Yeah.
If it's reading material, I don't have it.
I know. Thank you,
Wanda.
Yeah,
no problem.
We wanted to maybe discuss why we're traveling over the ocean and being ditched.
If we don't have enough fuel to get to San Diego, it feels like a weird choice to actually fly out over the water. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, from my base, I know there's a very rudimentary understanding of what's actually happened here, but the actual continent of Pangaea has vanished. So actually, rather than making that detour over the worldwide ocean, that's all the world is now. All land is gone. The scientists are telling us that a primordial black hole went through the core of the Earth.
Wow.
Yeah. And it sucked all the land masses below the
But
water
not the
surface.
Water?
No. The water's fine. It's just covering everything now.
So my chances of making my connecting flight are what?
35%.
Okay.
There's still a chance.
Well, yeah, because of quantum mechanics. I don't want to get into the details.
There's always a chance with quantum mechanics. You're absolutely right. Thank you, Glenda.
You're welcome. Anything else I can get you?
No, unless you have reading material.
I'm sorry, no.
Okay.
You don't have one more of those semi-fossilized moose poos, do you?
Let me just check with Glenn, because maybe he went down into the storage. Glenn?
Yeah?
Do we have any more of those semi-fossilized moose poos back there?
No, we only had the one.
Okay. Do you have anything that's, like, similar? Because I've got a customer up here who is really craving one.
Clamato?
That'll do. Clamato?
Yeah, thanks. Right. Just charge it to my Bitcoin.
Can bottle?
I'll take a can, please.
Here you go.
Oh, perfect. You can see right through it.
Yeah, exactly. Anything else you need, just push the button.
Nothing,
you know.
Slender. Thanks so much.
Okay. One thing, just keep your seatbelts fastened and do not leave your chairs. We're going to descend through the atmosphere, and it may be a little bumpy.
Okay.
See, now I want to undo my seatbelt and go to the cockpit.
Yeah, I really have a feeling like there's something they're not telling us.
Yeah, for real. First of all, I saw her with a magazine in her pocket, so I know she has reading material.
Oh, my God.
That's why I keep asking.
Oh, my God. You're right. You're right.
And have you noticed we're the only people on this plane?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right. Now that I look around, there's just two of us on this plane. And they said it was a full flight. They made me sit next to you.
Kevin, what did you do in London?
I was a quantum physicist and geologist.
I was a water engineer.
Oh. Do you think they're taking us somewhere?
Well, would that be crazy to assume that since Pangaea has disappeared and the world is now water, that a geologist and a water engineer are the only two people on this plane?
That kind of suggests that the airline knew this was going to happen.
Well, we did book our tickets, and they do ask for what your profession is when you book a ticket.
You know, now that I think about it, they booked my ticket. I had no intention of traveling to San Diego.
What?
They actually called me and said, your ticket is booked. And I was like, okay.
I called up to book a ticket to go somewhere else, but they told me, no, you're going to San Diego.
That's why I have a connecting in San Diego. The connector is back home.
And I haven't seen you since high school, and we just run into each other on this plane.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Gentlemen, just a word from the captain. He wants you to stop talking to each other.
Oh, he can probably hear us because we're so close since we're in first class.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of distracting to him and Bob up front.
What's up with this microphone dangling as well?
That's just for us to keep tabs on things.
Can I ask you why there's no one else on this plane other than the captain, the co-pilot, us two, and you and Glenn?
It was only a matter of time before you put the pieces together.
Well, we are scientists.
You are. You a geologist, you a water engineer?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, where was that from? Waterloo? That's six of us.
Okay, all right. So what's going to happen next?
You know what a six is, right? It's a sextet.
I was going to say...
I am not having sex with Kevin.
Okay, all right.
Well, it's obviously on your mind.
No, you said a sextet. You know, like, you know what that means, and I thought...
A sextet means a group of six.
Well, yes, of course it does. But you, I thought, were implying sex.
Well... I'm always sort of implying sex. I mean, take a look at me, right?
Yeah.
Listen.
Stop perpetuating the stereotype of a stewardess.
I've turned off the microphone so the captain can't hear us right now.
Okay.
I'm going to let you in on something.
Okay.
3 weeks ago, we received telemetry. A special message from a hostile alien race.
Holy shit.
That said they were en route. They instructed us to form a group of six of our most elite.
So the elite group is a water engineer?
Yes.
A geologist?
Yeah.
Two air stewards, a pilot,
yes,
and a co-pilot.
That's correct.
That's all they need from us is that group of elite people.
That's it. We don't know why or what it is they want, but they instructed us specifically. They gave us your name, Kevin, and your name, Gary. So listen, we're actually not flying over the worldwide ocean.
I knew it, kind of.
I knew you weren't telling us everything.
You know when your ears popped 3 minutes ago?
Yeah.
We left the atmosphere.
Holy shit.
We're now in low Earth orbit en route to rendezvous with the alien craft.
Is Pangaea still down there?
Yeah, everything's still down there. San Diego's down there.
Oh, so there was never a black hole?
No.
And he was always going to make his flight?
It was a cover story.
Oh my gosh.
You were always going to make your flight.
Why didn't you even tell us? Why didn't you just wait till we got to space and just say, hey, you're in space now?
Because I think it's a bad idea. I don't think we should rendezvous.
What do we know about these aliens?
Exactly.
Oh, we really don't know anything?
No!
They just said show up? Come to a party?
Yeah.
This is your captain speaking. I've been detecting some crosstalk in the cabin. And,
was it about the San Diego Chargers?
Nice drop. Nice bump. I'm going to have to depressurize the cabin and flood it with analgesic gas.
Wait, that's not necessary. Could you tell them that's not necessary?
I could tell them it's not necessary.
Please tell them that, because if we're supposed to be a sextet and he gasses us, then it'll only be the two of them.
Is this a dead or alive thing?
What does Glenn think?
Glenn,
yeah.
Can I get you up here for a second?
Yeah, okay, sure.
Bring all the Clamato you have.
Yeah, okay. Okay, hey, hey guys, what's going on?
Hello, Glenn.
Hey,
Glenn.
I'm sorry I haven't introduced you to Glenn earlier.
He was working the economy.
Yeah, he was in the back. He was in steerage.
Exactly, with no one back there. Every flight needs to have a full complement of two stewards / stewardesses. Hermaphrodites, preferably.
So what are we suggesting here? Are we going to the space station, or are we busting into that cabin and taking over the plane?
I say we're busting into that cabin.
This is mutiny.
Use me to pry open the door with my long arms, and you can pull real hard.
See? I knew that is a superpower that's actually incredibly useful.
Glenn
and not just stupid.
Isn't just a steward with long arms. He's a steward that's helpful.
It's true. He's my long-term companion. That's who you are, Glenn. I've never said that before, and I guess, you know, it takes moments of crises or scissors like this to focus us in and recognize what's valuable and important in our lives.
Glenn, I've waited for so long for you to say that.
You have?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we got to this moment.
Oh, me too. Right before we're possibly gassed with analgesic gas.
Yeah, well, at least we won't feel anything.
Let's pry that door open and stop this party.
Okay, I know one thing about doors to airline cabins is that they are easy, relatively easy to break into.
I've got a credit card. I'll start jimmying the lock. Glenn, you start pulling on the door so that the moment I jimmy the lock, you can yank the door open.
Okay.
I will watch on gaily.
And Glenda.
Yes.
Maybe you can sweet talk them the whole time to distract from what I'm doing with the credit card.
That's a great idea. Then once we have access and we have disabled the captain and his co-pilot, we're going to take control of the ship.
And then steer it back to San Diego.
So you can make your flight.
Yeah.
Has anyone got flight experience?
I can do it.
You can do it?
Well, I don't know. I just said that.
Okay. This is the first step to be able to do
this. Start distracting.
All right. Excuse me, Captain.
Yeah, Glenda. What is it? We're up here involved in flying the aircraft.
It's just that I've got a couple of gentlemen out here who, they're real fans of yours. As soon as you said your name, they were very, very excited to meet you. Is it possible that you could open the door and just come out and say a quick hello?
My young son would like to see the cockpit.
I would also like to see the cockpit.
That's very, very flattering. Let me just, I think that could be all right. It's a slight violation of protocol.
Are the Chargers fans?
Let me check. Glenda, are they Chargers fans?
Are you guys Chargers fans?
Just say yes, maybe they'll help.
Virus guy, but... Okay, yeah, Chargers fans. Chargers, I like the Chargers, the charging.
Yeah, let them in!
Yeah, they're Chargers fans,
Let them in!
Yeah, all right, let me just open the door here and let them in. There seems to be a credit card in the door jam.
I gotta pull it out,
Maybe I'll just pull it through on my side. Oh my god, just pop the lock. Oh!
Hey! Alright, here we go!
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. You've disabled him. Great, he's unconscious.
Oh my god, he's not even human.
Lord, he has no face.
Oh my god, he's just a blob.
And there was no co-pilot, it was just him doing both voices.
He's got two mouths, one of them in the palm of his hand.
One's a Chargers fan, and one's a virus fan.
What a nightmare.
This is awful.
Pilot, these planes are being steered.
Quick, get to the controls, Kev.
Okay, all right. Flick this and,
turn it around. Turn it around.
Take this, what do you call it, throttle?
Yeah.
And just pull it.
There. He pulled out of a nosedive. Thank God.
Okay.
Thank God.
All right, above us, I see the space station.
Oh, there it is. Look at it oscillating and pulsing. It's got like a huge... Ooh, what is that? Like one of those irised open portals on the bottom that seems to be activating some kind of tractor beam.
He's trying to grab onto us.
I gotta charge the power thrusters.
The power thrusters?
Can this plane have power thrusters?
All planes have power thrusters.
Good, that's what I just charged.
We've gotta give it something to tractor beam onto that's not this plane.
What do you suggest?
I don't know, maybe the captain? The blob?
Glenn?
I'll take the captain! And just sacrifice myself for the plane and for Glenn.
That's right, because they'll be looking for something that has a mass that's close to or equivalent to a full aircraft, and that's Glenn, for sure.
I can make my arms go wide.
Exactly. You can spoof their radar, Kevin.
Glenda.
Yes?
I do this for you, my longtime companion.
I have...
My greatest love.
One request.
I have time.
As you go up there, let's hold hands.
For as long as I possibly can, I will do it.
Exactly.
I grab the captain and squishy in my arms. I hold one hand up for you.
There.
Open the door! Ah!
go, sucked right up.
Look at that, the ship, its hull is changing color from red to kind of a nice green.
Oh. Think that's good or bad?
Hey!
It's exploded!
It's gone. Vaporized.
Vaporized? Or, yeah, probably guess vaporized.
I would say vaporized. As a water engineer, I know vapor.
Yeah, it's phase change, that's for sure.
What did they want? We'll never know.
Did they want to blow up?
Maybe they just wanted to invite us up for a party. Maybe they wanted to take the world's best geologist and the world's best water engineer and create a world for their own.
Maybe the captain was one of them and he was just looking for a way to get home.
Maybe Glenn is the bravest man I've ever met.
Well, there's one thing we do know.
Is it how to land a plane?
No, that wasn't it.
Okay, all right.
This was an odyssey. And just for your immigration forms, flight 33.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I hope we land.
Drive it to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words,
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Odyssey of Flight 33, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Kevin, Lee Smart as Captain John Anderson, and Glenda the air steward, and Nug Nargang as Gary, co-pilot Bob Woods, and Glenn the air steward. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. You can listen to Illusionoid, and now you can wear Illusionoid. Get an Illusionoid t-shirt in black or green at TeePublic. That's right, the official t-shirt of the doomed future is available today. Visit TeePublic.com and search for Illusionoid, or follow the link on our Facebook page. You can follow Illusionoid on social media at IllusionoidPod on both Twitter and Instagram. One great name, two great places to share our show. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode, tweet it to us at IllusionoidPod, or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review, as higher ratings help more people find us. Use Professor Carstairs' name in your review to show us that you actually heard this message. Tell your friends, tell the world, and help save the future by sharing our show. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.